This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Medicaid work requirements create impossible dilemma for disabled workers, experts warn. Editorially reviewed by Praforji Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. New Medicaid work requirement rules are creating a structural contradiction that forces disabled workers into an impossible choice. Pursue employment and risk losing health coverage, or maintain coverage and face penalties for non-compliance. This Catch-22 dynamic, detailed in a StatNews opinion piece, exposes how policy implementation can inadvertently harm the populations it claims to serve. Key takeaways: Medicaid work requirements create conflicting incentives. Working can disqualify disabled individuals from coverage while remaining unemployed. Triggers penalties. The rules particularly affect workers with disabilities and medically frail populations who face employment barriers unrelated to willingness to work. Policy design failures suggest the need for disability-specific exemptions and income thresholds that account for employment capacity. The structural paradox in Medicaid policy design, Maria Town and Nicole Jorwich, writing in Stat News, identify a fundamental flaw in how states are implementing expanded Medicaid work requirements. The rules fail to account for the relationship between employment and health coverage loss for disabled populations. When a disabled worker increases earnings through employment, that income increase often triggers disenrollment from Medicaid, the very program that may be essential to maintaining their work capacity through medical care, medication, and rehabilitation services. This creates what economists term a poverty trap with a health dimension. A worker with a disability faces a choice: accept higher wages and lose health coverage, or maintain Medicaid eligibility by staying below income thresholds that keep them underemployed. Neither option reflects genuine economic choice or reflects policy intent to promote work. The Medicaid work requirement paradox: how policy creates conflicting incentives for disabled workers pursue employment risk, coverage loss, remain unemployed, risk, policy penalty, maintain coverage, limited to part-time work. Source: Stat News Analysis, Georgian Medical Journal News. Who bears the clinical and economic costs? The populations most affected by this policy contradiction are those least equipped to navigate it. Workers with disabilities, chronic illness, or medically frail status depend on continuous access to healthcare services, medications, specialist appointments, physical therapy, mental health support, to maintain any employment at all. Breaking that continuity of care is not a neutral policy outcome. It is a clinical event with documented consequences. According to Town and Jorwich's analysis for Stat News, the medically frail population in particular faces barriers to employment that have nothing to do with motivation or work ethic. Their work capacity depends on health stability. Remove that health coverage and the entire premise of the policy, that work requirements incentivize employment, collapses. This suggests a need for disability-specific carve-outs in Medicaid work requirement rules, a point reinforced across healthcare policy literature from health policy channels. The policy creates an impossible choice. Disabled workers cannot simultaneously maintain health coverage and increase earnings. This structural flaw contradicts the stated goal of promoting employment while causing documented harm to health continuity. Maria Town and Nicole Jorwich, Stat News, 2026. Policy design failures and what evidence suggests should change. Health policy experts point to several design failures in current Medicaid work requirement implementation. First, income cliffs. The sudden loss of coverage upon crossing an earnings threshold are known barriers to labor force participation and have been documented in clinical and economic research. Gradual phase out of benefits as income rises, rather than abrupt termination, would reduce this perverse incentive. Second, the rules do not account for variation in work capacity. A person with a spinal cord injury, severe arthritis, or advanced diabetes may work part-time successfully and derive real health benefits from employment while remaining unable to work 30 hours weekly. Current rules typically require a fixed minimum work hours threshold regardless of disability type. This one-size-fits-all approach contradicts individualized medical assessment. Third, exemptions for the medically frail exist on paper, but are administratively complex to obtain and often underutilized. Proactive identification and enrollment in exemptions, rather than placing the burden on individuals to navigate the system, would reduce unnecessary disenrollment. These design recommendations align with quality and safety principles that prioritize harm reduction in policy implementation. Forward momentum and clinical imperatives. The contradiction identified by Tauendorf is not a marginal policy problem. It goes to the core of how Medicaid work requirements interact with health outcomes for disabled populations. States implementing these rules face a choice: design work requirements that account for disability-specific barriers and preserve continuity of care, or implement blunt force policies that inadvertently create the very dependency they aim to eliminate. The clinical and economic evidence, reviewed through ongoing research in health policy, suggests the former approach is both more humane and more likely to achieve stated policy objectives of increased workforce participation. What this means for patients, disabled workers, and medically frail individuals facing Medicaid work requirements should understand that income changes, work increases, or earnings may trigger coverage loss. Proactive engagement with state exemption processes and disability-specific rules is essential to protect health continuity. For clinicians, providers should counsel patients with disabilities about the relationship between work, earnings, and Medicaid eligibility. Assessing work capacity and helping patients document medical barriers to full-time employment may protect coverage and support continuity of care. For policymakers, current Medicaid work requirement rules create documented perverse incentives that harm health outcomes and reduce workforce participation among disabled populations. Exemptions for the medically frail, income phase out rather than cliffs, and individualized work capacity assessment are evidence-aligned design reforms. Frequently asked questions: how do Medicaid work requirements interact with disability? Medicaid work requirements typically set a minimum work hours threshold, often 30 hours per week or equivalent, for non-exempt adults. For workers with disabilities, meeting that threshold while maintaining health stability may be impossible, not due to unwillingness, but due to medical capacity limits. If a worker increases hours to meet requirements and crosses an income threshold, they lose Medicaid, which may have been essential to maintaining their work capacity in the first place. This creates the catch-22: comply with work requirements and lose coverage, or maintain coverage and face non-compliance penalties. What is the medically frail exemption? Most states implementing Medicaid work requirements include exemptions for medically frail populations, individuals with serious health conditions that prevent sustained work activity. However, these exemptions are often narrowly defined, require documentation from healthcare providers, and place the burden on individuals to apply and recertify. As a result, many eligible individuals remain enrolled in work requirement rules they cannot comply with for medical reasons, leading to unnecessary disenrollment and coverage loss. What policy changes could reduce this problem? Evidence-aligned reforms include: 1. Replacing income cliffs with gradual Medicaid phase-out as earnings increase. 2. Expanding disability-specific exemptions with proactive identification rather than individual application. 3. Individualizing work hour requirements based on documented work capacity. And 4. Protecting continuity of coverage during job transitions. These changes preserve the policy goal of supporting workforce participation while removing structural barriers that harm health outcomes for disabled workers. The catch-22 identified in this policy debate reflects a larger lesson in healthcare reform: rules designed without attention to the medical realities of disabled and chronically ill populations often produce the opposite of their intended effect. Medicaid work requirements can support employment goals, but only if policy design accounts for the relationship between health coverage and work capacity and exempts populations for whom that relationship is medically essential. Source: opinion, the catch-22 for disabled workers hidden in Medicaid's new work requirements. Stat News.